Hi, students and families. My name is Michael Sanson. I'm one of the pastors here at Woods Edge, and I am excited, thrilled, honored to introduce you to someone that you're going to get to know quite a bit over the next several years. He's a dear friend of mine. He's an amazing man of God. He's a wonderful pastor. You're going to love him. Your new student pastor, Justin Kessler. Justin?
Yes.
Hello. We are excited to talk with you. I know a good bit about you, but all of the folks we're about to talk to, the students and their families, they don't know a lot about you. And so we want to, in this very unique, interesting time, give them some info about you, let them know a little bit about you until they can see you in person, which we hope to be soon, yes. But we're not exactly sure when. So this will do in the meantime. So here we go. We're going to dive right in.
Ready.
And I'm going to ask you the hardest, most challenging, difficult questions you've ever been asked in your entire life.
I have been preparing my entire life for this moment.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's begin. So, Justin, tell us, where are you originally from? Where did you go to school? Things like that.
So I grew up right here in the Woodlands, and I went to Glenlock Elementary School. Go Gators! I went to Wilkerson, then I went to Knox, then I went to McCullough, and it was 9th and 10th grade, and then I went to the Woodlands High School for 11th and 12th grade. I know it's very different now.
Can you name all of the mascots?
Ooh.
Glenlock.
Wilkerson Wildcats?
Yes.
Knox Knights?
Mm-hmm.
McCullough Highlanders, I think.
Still. Go Big Mac.
And then Woodlands Highlanders.
There you go.
There you go.
Well done.
Crushed it.
Well done. Well done. Okay. So how about college?
So I went to college in Springfield, Missouri, and I went to a couple different colleges. My degree is from Evangel University, bachelor's degree in biblical studies.
Okay.
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice. So did they have a mascot?
The Crusaders, the Evangel Crusaders.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep.
That makes sense. Yep. Okay. Well, a hometown guy. I bet we've got some McCullough and College Park and Woodlands High students out there, as well as lots of other schools. So it'll be great to get to know them all.
Yes.
How about your family? Tell us about your family.
So I am married. My amazing wife, Chelsea, and I have been married for 7 years. And yep, 7 years, seven mm-hmm. and a half years. Mm-hmm. And we have three children. I have a six-year-old girl named Cameron, a four-year-old girl named Kinley, and a two-year-old son named Hudson.
All right.
Yes, they're good, amazing.
Good mix there. What are they up to today? Do you know?
They're probably swimming. We're staying with my parents right now while we're looking for a house. And they have a pool, so my kids pretty much just swim 24/7.
That's good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's good. It's getting hot, so yes. they need that. They need that. Okay. So you've done ministry. This is not the first time you're stepping into a pastoral role. You've got some different experience. Tell us about that. Where have you done ministry?
Yeah, so when I was in college, I did my first 2 years of college, and while I was doing that, I interned at a church in the area. And so the last couple years that I was in college, while I finished out my bachelor's degree, I was a youth pastor. And then I ended up coming back home, and I was actually a kids pastor at Woodlands Church. And I worked for someone who was just the best boss in the whole world. I can't say enough good things about him. His name is Michael Sanson. You may know him. But yeah, so then I was a kids pastor. I was a fourth and fifth grade pastor for 3 years. And then I moved out to a satellite campus for Woodlands Church and was over kindergarten through fifth grade for 2 years. And then this past year, our family felt called to go and be a part of a church plant. So one of my pastors from whenever I was a youth pastor in Missouri, he planted a church in Southwest Florida. So we have been living in Naples for the past year, and we just moved here like 2 weeks ago. So yes, we were part of the church plant life. And with that, I pretty much did every church role, kids, youth, host, welcome team, all of the things that you can do in a church. Yep.
Well, it's very, very varied experience. Welcome home. We are thrilled you're home.
So excited to be back in Houston, Texas.
So you've done, it sounds like just about everything in ministry. Maybe not everything, but student ministry, kids ministry, church plant, discipleship, small group. A lot of great experience there that you're bringing here, and we're excited for that. Tell us this. What excites you about being a part of the Woods Edge family?
Man, there are honestly so many things that excite me about Woods Edge. I think the number one thing that excites me is just the heart for discipleship. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up here in the Woodlands, I ended up getting in some trouble whenever I was a teenager. And I felt like in the church world, I didn't have a whole lot of people to talk to. And I felt like I just couldn't relate. And so I'm really excited to be back in youth ministry, where I had a lot of choices to make and made a lot of bad choices in high school. And as the Lord has changed my life and totally transformed me, I'm excited to be able to walk with people through that stuff, because I think I can understand parts of life, maybe some people who have grown up in church their whole lives might not understand. And so I'm excited about discipleship. I'm excited about Houston becoming a city of God. I mean, I'm super passionate. It's crazy, when we moved away from Houston a year ago, I didn't have this like crazy passion for Houston. And as we were gone, absence makes the heart grow fonder. And so as we were gone, I really did miss Houston a ton. And so I really have a huge heart for Houston and outside of the four walls of our building. You know, I really want to empower students and see students praying with their friends and seeing their friends saved. And I want to see them seeing their friends delivered from addictions and things that are just tough for teenagers, and they might never ever need to, or maybe even want to, step foot on a church campus, yet their friends, our students here, can go into schools, they can see their friends delivered, they can see their lives transformed. And I'm super, super excited about that.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. And that's just it. You know, we've got disciple making that's a part of what we do here. And it doesn't start when we're grown-ups. I mean, it starts as young as our littlest ones. They're taught God's word, they hear God's word, they understand God's word, they begin to live out God's word. And frankly, students, you're in maybe the best place possible to minister and to take the gospel with you on a daily basis. And that's your schools, your sports teams, your neighborhoods, and so on. And so we're excited for you to really model and teach that, which we know you're going to do well. Is there anything about Woods Edge that makes you nervous? You're like, I don't know about this. I'm a little scared. It's okay. It's a safe family. You can share.
This is a safe place. I wouldn't say there's anything that really makes me super nervous about Woods Edge specifically. But just doing ministry is always, there's always a little bit of nerves that come with it. It's a big responsibility, and I take it really seriously that the Lord has entrusted lives to me, literal eternal lives to me. And so I take that super seriously, and that makes me a little nervous sometimes, of like, okay, that means that I have to seek the Lord, and I have to rely on Him, and I have to be in prayer, and I have to be in the Word, and I have to be dependent on Him, because what He's called me to do, I can't do. Like, if I'm just being honest, in my strength, I can't do it. The vision that He has for Woods Edge, the vision that He's put on my heart for students, and where they can go and their potential, I can't help people get there. Only the Holy Spirit can do that through me. And so that's nerve-wracking. It's empowering, and it's exciting, and it's very hopeful, but it's also nerve-wracking.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's a humbling and awesome privilege that we don't take lightly.
Yep.
And I think that goes for all of us beyond pastors, just as Christ followers, totally. that he would look at us and have such grace and love for us that we would be delivered from our sin and then be privileged as his kids to go out and do the impossible,
yeah.
Not by our own strength, not by our own might, but through the power of the Spirit. Yep. So that's awesome. So yeah, that is a nerve-wracking feeling, but man, it's worth it.
Yep.
Well, let's lighten it up a little bit. Tell us. We're serious, and students, we're gonna have those serious moments, and we're gonna challenge and charge and really get you out there doing great things for God's kingdom. But we're gonna have a ton of fun too.
Oh man, I love fun.
So tell us, hobbies. What do you like to do?
Ooh. So hobbies. One thing that I'm super pumped about. Getting back into Texas, which may seem strange still, but rock climbing. I love rock climbing, and Southwest Florida has great beaches and not lots of mountains.
Well, so, you do know where we're living right now. We don't have mountains.
Yes, but there's lots of rock climbing in Austin. You know, they have amazing rock climbing gyms here in Houston. Mm-hmm. They didn't have anywhere I was living in Florida. So I love rock climbing. I just love outdoors. I love kayaking. I love paddle boarding. I love swimming. I'm trying to get into running. I'm not super into it, but I'm trying. And I want to be healthy for my family. And running, most people say, is a part of that. So I'm giving that a shot. But yeah, so I spend a lot of time outdoors. I spend a lot of time with my family. I've got 3 kids, and my wife does a lot of the heavy lifting. And so anytime that I can hang out with my kids and love on them, those are really my big hobbies at this stage in life.
That's good. You know, I don't know if you know this, but we have someone here on staff who, you know, he's kind of a known for running. Mm-hmm. You might just get some pointers. You might get some pointers from you know, Pastor Jeff. I hear he's quite the runner.
Looking forward to that.
See if you can keep up with him.
Yep. That would be quite embarrassing. I might just have a heart attack.
I don't know if I can keep up with him in my car. Okay, so you're a food guy, aren't you?
Love food.
Yes.
Which is why I have to start running.
Those go together. Yes. Okay, food and exercise. Students, here's a little note for us. Food and exercise. They go together. They work together. Okay, favorite food.
Ooh. I'd have to say barbecue. Mm-hmm. I love barbecue. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why I came back to Houston.
Yes.
Ooh, barbecue.
Texas barbecue is the best, hands down. We know this.
Second place is probably Mexican food.
Okay, yeah.
I love Mexican food.
That's a good mix. Mm-hmm. It's a good mix. Grossest food you've ever eaten?
Ooh, grossest food. Okay. I'm not... Food does not bother me. I literally eat everything. And I'm not just saying that. Like, I eat... everything. My mother-in-law loves it because she says every time she cooks, she feels like she's the best cook on the planet because I eat anything no matter what it tastes like. I would say when I was in my early 20s, I went on a mission trip to Papua New Guinea.
Oh no.
And I ate lots of disgusting bugs, like all kinds of like cockroach type of bugs.
Nope.
Grasshoppers, walking sticks. If you picture like a cockroach mixed with a praying mantis mixed with a walking stick, grasshopper type of thing, like hard shell. We had to put them in the fire, and then we had to go like, we'd rub them real fast, and it helped, the hard shell would fall off, and then it was nice and juicy.
That sounds delicious. Disgusting. You honestly, you lost me at bugs. And I started wondering, walking sticks, do they really have any meat on them?
It's more like a toothpick.
Yeah, that's what I'm envisioning. Okay,
like,
well,
chewing on a chopstick.
I was thinking you were going to say something like, hey, I've tried octopus, but you went way past that.
Oh, octopus is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Oh, okay, well... I did not expect you to take it to 11.
Iguana?
You did.
Had iguana, iguana tamales.
You're not supposed to eat house pets. And I think people have those as house pets.
Sorry, I don't want to offend anybody.
Okay, well, I'm not really that hungry for lunch today. I'll just tell you that.
Apologize.
Okay, well, let's stick with barbecue and Tex-Mex. Yes. How about that?
I'm in.
Okay, well let's pivot a little bit and let's go back to some serious. We'll mix and match here. What is your dream for the students of Woods Edge?
I think my biggest dream, tons of dreams, obviously. I think my biggest dream for the students of Woods Edge, that's not a thing.
No.
Is that they would be able to live successful Christian lives, meaning that they love the Word of God. They are devoted to prayer. They know how to disciple people, that they don't have to depend on me as their pastor or their parents to teach them how to disciple people and to walk with people through things, but that they know how to do that. They know how to go into their school and talk to people about Jesus. They know how to build relationships with people that view life differently and have different beliefs and look differently from them. And that doesn't scare them. That doesn't intimidate them. But honestly, I would love that would excite them, that we would be excited to live life with people that don't look like us, don't sound like us, don't believe what we believe, and that we wouldn't shy away from those relationships, that students would be able to step into those with courage and boldness, that they would have their crew of friends who are speaking life into them, who are encouraging them, so that they can step into our dark world and really be the light that God has called us to be. And they don't depend on me or something that I'm organizing, our youth ministry's organizing, but that they can literally do that on their own because they're so connected to the Lord that they know that whatever they step into, He's going to be with them and He's going to guide them through it.
That's great. Yes. Equipping the saints to do the work of ministry. That's wonderful. What would you tell parents then?
Man, I would say that my biggest heart for parents and just for families in general is that, man, I want to partner with you guys. I know I've got 3 kids of my own. I know how hard it is. But I'm not here to replace what parents are doing. I'm here to affirm what parents are doing. I'm here to come alongside them and whatever their kids are going through, to walk with them, to give another perspective and give students. I mean, when I was a high schooler, my parents, looking back, had a lot of great advice. More great advice than I would even like to admit now as an adult. They had lots of great advice, but I wasn't listening to them. I didn't want to hear them. And so having me in their lives and having other leaders in our ministry that are partnering with the church and partnering with students and parents, that we can all do this together and we can be a family. We can be, as Jesus said, like, people will know that you're my disciples by how you love one another. Mm-hmm. That's what I see my role being, is I want to love students the way that their parents love them, the way that God loves them. And I'm not going to do that perfect every time. But I want parents to know that's my heart and that's my goal. And I'm not going to shy away from that. I know that that's not easy. I know that that's not even sometimes normal. But I don't want to shy away from that. I want to step into tough relationships and tough situations and just partner with parents to help them see their kids be who God's created them to be.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And parents, I can tell you, you've got a great support and partner in ministering to and equipping your kids and being there for you. So I'm thrilled for that. And Justin, you're going to do an extraordinary job. And so we're very excited for that. Now, what about, it's interesting. We're not sure when we're going to be back together. We're hoping sooner rather than later, of course, when it's safe. But what about when we're back? Have you started thinking about what are some things that we want to do, some planned activities, events, as best you can right now? What are some of the things you've got planned?
I am thinking through a lot of that, praying through a ton of that. Like you said, this is an interesting season, and there's a lot of things that the Lord is showing me about just doing ministry period and loving on people in general, that our whole culture might shift from this day forward. And so trying to think through that stuff is, you know, I'm going into a lot of prayer about it because I want to be wise and I don't want to rush things. But I would love to see, obviously, I would love Wednesday nights to be super powerful. I would love our prayer times and times in journey groups and discipleship to be really powerful. So we're going to be putting a lot of effort and a lot of focus into what does that look like? And then on top of that, I would love to do some events that don't take a lot of money, don't take a ton of effort, but they're literal hangout events. And so that might look like a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. That might look like a volleyball tournament. That might look like bringing kids up to just play video games and hang. And I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of all-nighters. I'm getting a little older, but maybe throw an all-nighter in or something. There's a lot of ideas swirling around in my head, and a lot of it will depend on what is the new normal once we come out of this. But I'm thinking, like I said, I enjoy being outside, I enjoy activities, and so I'd love to start doing a lot of things that, and honestly, that students can invite their friends to. Mm-hmm. That, like I said, even if they know someone who they aren't super great friends with, and maybe a student isn't into basketball or a student isn't into volleyball, but they know people who are, being able to get some people connected that that look different than us and love things that we might not love, but that's what God calls us to do.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. You know, we've got such diversity at our church, and as we think about Houston becoming a city of God, one of the markers of our city becoming a city of God is diversity.
Yeah.
And it's great that we're a ethnically diverse city, yeah. You know, racially diverse city. We've got tons of diversity, but the kingdom of God is so incredibly diverse, and the church should look like that. And so not just, you know, ethnicity wise, you know, country of origin, whatever, likes, interest,
yep.
You know, yep. Hobbies, you know, all those different things. Those are things that we just want to see a mix of everything here. And it sounds like you're onto something there. So I love that. Well, let's ask a few sort of closing questions here. Most important thing to you as this could be a very lengthy answer, but you know, if you were to boil down, hey, what's the most important thing to you as a husband, a dad, a pastor, a Christ follower? What's the most important thing to you?
Most important thing to me is, I mean, first of all, I would say that my wife and my kids grow closer to Jesus every single day. I think that's my number one responsibility. And if my kids can learn how to trust Jesus and walk by faith and know when I lean on the Lord and when I'm obedient to what he's called me to do, he shows up. He provides. He mm-hmm. does things I could never even imagine being possible without him. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest priority in life, is that my family would walk away whenever I'm gone from this earth, and that my kids can do that with their kids and their friends. Mm-hmm. And they know how to lean on Jesus. They truly walk with Jesus.
Yeah.
They don't know about him. They don't know how to recite Bible stories. But it's very evident, man, they know who Jesus is.
Yeah.
And obviously it starts with my family, but that's what I think is the most important thing for my life, period, with mm-hmm. everyone I come into contact with, whether it's here at this church or whether I'm at Starbucks or Dairy Queen, then yeah, I would be someone who loves on people so well that they would see Jesus in me and they would go, man, I want that. I want to be like that, and to be able to walk with people through the thick and the thin and help them get to that point where they can do that with other people.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. The most important thing. Now, here we are, your first introduction, and students are like, man, this guy is great. I hope that's what you're thinking. parents yeah. are thinking, okay, let's get to know this guy. And when you all do, you're going to love him like I do. I think he's extraordinary. But there are a couple obvious questions here as we wrap up. One is, so what happens next weekend? You know, here we are, the first weekend introduction. Next weekend is probably video. Yes. So what does that look like?
Yes. So I'm actually working with our team to figure a lot of that out still. But there will be a video message next week, praying through a sermon series of what we're going to do. And right now I'm thinking that that will be some vision casting of, hey, what is the fall going to look like? What are things that we want to accomplish? And big things, you know, what is our vision? What does it look like for student ministry to look at Houston as a city of God? Like, what does that look like for us? And trying to answer some of those big questions and starting at a really high level of, well, that's God's heart, is mm-hmm. for people to know him, and then going into very specific, here's what that looks like for us. We're going to have a lot of fun. It will be interesting video, but we'll play some games, we'll do some silly things, and we're gonna have a lot of fun while we learn about Jesus. And man, I can't wait. I literally cannot wait. I am so excited for whenever I can actually meet everybody in person and we are in the student building and we are hanging out. Man,
it's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be awesome.
It really is going to be awesome. And in the meantime, we make do like we all have the best we can with Zoom and social media and things like that. And I've even seen like trivia events on, uh-huh. on Zoom and, you know, just fun ways to connect. And so obviously we know there are all kinds of great things out there that we can do that aren't the best things that we'd all really love and hope to have right now. But they're things that can be kind of a stopgap or hold that place until we can be back in person. So for now, people are going to say, man, I want to reach out to this guy. I want to get to know this guy. You know, I'd like to say hi or, you know, something. How can people contact you?
So a few ways, really easy. I obviously have an email, Jay Kessler. We'll put it on the screen. So it's really easy for everybody. JayKessler@woodsedge.org. And, that's an email, easy to contact me. Maybe one of the easiest ways, you can always call me, text me, parents, if you want to reach out, that's totally great. My cell phone number is 936-494-9489. Lots of fours, lots of nines. Feel free to reach out anytime. And as things are starting to open back up, if you want to meet me and grab lunch or grab coffee, I'm totally open to everything. And then once we are able to start really gathering back together, I would love to have some type of parents' night, get to know the pastor type of thing, so that parents, if you want to, you can come in and we can hang out and get to know each other and you can get to hear my heart, not through video world. So, yeah.
Okay. That's great. Well, you just gave out your cell phone on this. So parents, he wants to be contacted yes. by you. He's here for you. Students, we love you. We miss you. I have a student and he misses being here. And I can't wait for when we're all back together. I know that adults, big people, grown-ups, if you will, we're meeting today for the first time, and hopefully we phase up very quickly and we get to have everyone back here. But in the meantime, students, you are loved. Families, you're loved. We cannot wait to all be back together, doing life together, and it's going to be wonderful. And so I'm thrilled to have been able to introduce to you your new student pastor today. We're always a phone call or an email away, and there's lots to come. We're going to be not only exploring some new things in student ministry, just in general, but it's also new because it's just a different season, as we all know right now. And so don't forget, though, we are all about seeing our city become a city of God. We're all about loving Jesus, journeying together, and bringing hope. And I think that if you listen carefully to what you just heard, you hear all of those things. That is the heartbeat for our church, for our students, for our kids, and we're thrilled now to be able to venture into this together. And so it's been great being with you today. Next week, you'll hear from Pastor Justin of the first message from him. So be ready for that. Have your Bible ready, your pen ready, all those things, and stay tuned for more information from him.